Weekdays, TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all entrepreneurs to help themselves, because that is what we do. My co-host, Mr. Dukes, he's not with us this evening. He's out on the road. But our trusty engineer, Mr. Matt, he's here. And Matt's the guy that makes everything work. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. And it seems like I'm here more often than Mr. Dukes.
That's good.
Yes, it is. But
that's good.
Honestly, though, I missed having him around.
Well, at some point, we all got to move on.
Yeah.
So those things happen.
I got to ask, though, is he coming back for the show at all, or do we not know that yet?
He's going to come back from time to time.
Okay, so So he will pop in occasionally. He's just not going to be a regular on the show anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so, of course, that could change at all times, but he's busy on the road at this point in time, and so that's the way we go. There are times I may be busy on the road, and we'll need somebody to fill in, or we'll have to cancel the show or do a rerun.
Which is okay with us.
Yeah. Oh, really?
we don't want to cancel the show, but we'll make sure we have plenty of old shows for rerun here on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour.
Okay, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you get a chance to know what we're all about. Now, we're coming up on the 4th of July, which happens in 4 days, and the next time we're going to be back will be after the 4th of July, and the first Thursday after the 4th of July, I will not be here, so someone else will be filling in my place. So my celebration of the 4th of July is going to happen partially in this show, because I want to make sure that you know, that I know, it's time that we celebrate things within our country. And it's something that we normally do on all shows, is to celebrate certain holidays that have to do with us doing what it is that we do here. So that's what's going to happen. But tonight's show is for the new entrepreneur who's thinking about starting a business. You have a thought, you have a product or service or something like that, and you're trying to figure out a way to get started or how to get started. And so I'm going to be talking tonight about the difference between a product and a service as an entrepreneur, and the traits that entrepreneurs must have, or they suggested must have, in order to accomplish the mission of becoming an entrepreneur. But anyway, so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, is to get you in the right mindset to see if you're ready to start that business based on the idea that you might have, and how can you get started, and what are you going to be offering. And so I'm going to be going through not what you're offering so much, but just to understand whether you have a product or service. I'm going to tell you what that is, and so that you can decide, and as to how you're going to get your business going, or just getting it started, or taking it from the idea stage to the stage where you actually start putting things together. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do tonight. However, before we do that, in honor of the 4th of July, when we take a break, we're going to play a clip for you so that you kind of like know what we mean, why the country is celebrating the 4th, its independence. And so we're just going to share a short clip with you. And then I'm going to come back and then go into explaining the difference between a product or service. If you're trying to decide what it is that you are offering, and a few other tips in between so that you kind of get an idea in terms of what it is that you think you have and how can you get it off the ground and get it started. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So I'm just going to say that we're going to take a short break, because the clip that we're going to play for you is kind of long, and so we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and roll right into the clip, and then we'll be right back to help you entrepreneurs out there to figure out a way to get started, and hopefully what I have to offer helps you get started.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the 7th grade. I went to the 7th grade. And I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Then the tough get going. That happens with, I'm going to say, all entrepreneurs when they make that decision that they're going to start something. Then the going gets tough, and the further you go, the tougher it gets until you get enough done whereby you have what you want, and things may begin to slow down, but they may be taking off again. Because once you get something built or made, then you got to put it to its use, because that's part of the goal. And so tonight I'm going to talk about the difference between a product and a service, give you a couple of examples, and traits that an entrepreneur needs in order to achieve those entrepreneurial experiences and goals, stuff like that. Anyway, so the first thing I'm going to say is that the idea starts with you. Okay, it comes with a vision. It comes with something you see, something you discover by doing something else. But it comes to you. It's very important to recognize it may not have come to others. It came to you. So that's the first thing to recognize what might stimulate you to say, I'd like to start a business doing that. Or somebody else says, you could start a business doing that. And then it's a matter of you making up your mind and getting started. So the first thing to think about is what is your product? Okay? And so there's a difference between a product and a service. A product is something that somebody uses. You make it for a customer or client, and they use it. Okay, that's a product. A service is something that you provide to someone else. Okay, so the product is you make something for the customer or client. The other is a service, which is something that you do to provide to the customer. Okay, so an example of a product is something that you can put your hands on, touch, or develop that others can use, but it has to develop. And so a product could be like you could sell shoes, shirts, pictures, toys, almost anything that you make that someone else can use is a product. It is something that you make for someone else to go use. A service is something that you provide to your customers or your clients. Okay, so one is if something you make for your customer, and the other is someone who uses what you make. So that becomes your client or customer because they're using what you make or they're using you to provide a service to them. So the first thing is decide what do you have, what thought do you have, and who is your customer going to be? Is it going to be something that you make for people to use, or is it going to be something that they just use? You make it for them to take and go use it whenever they feel like it. But anyway, an example of a service, though, is that a service you could think about. I got to use my glasses for this one here because the prints are small. But think about how a product could be a service. Okay, for example, an IT company. An IT company, and they mentioned some names here like IBM, I'm just going to mention that. They provide a service, but it's through their products. It's like the Excel, PowerPoint, those things that come along with the product, but the service that they're providing is for people to use it. So therefore, they have a service that they're providing, and they're using their various products in order to do that. So to think about it in terms of that way. And it's those types of things where those types of products of which they actually provide a service based on who uses it. Now, in my case, I provide a service. My service that I provide is I provide training to job seekers in order to help them to find enjoyable employment. But I also provide training to employers, CEOs, HR reps, on how to improve employee productivity and morale. So that's the service I provide. However, the products that I have books and ebooks and audiobooks and courses, those become products that people can purchase and learn how to do what they want to do. And I really shouldn't say I, it's we, because hopefully as an entrepreneur, you go from what I do to what we do. Because that's how you get recognized. It's also how you grow as a company, is because it's something that we are doing. And so that's what a service is, and how we provide, how your idea is providing a service to someone else. Okay? I'm actually sitting here in the radio station right now, and the radio station provides a service. And the service is to take individuals like me who have a message that we want to get out. The service they provide is helping us or allowing us to get the message out to larger audiences of people. So I'd like to have you think about, what type of idea do you have, and what does it do for you, and what does it do for your audience or your customer? Because hopefully you see how something can help someone else, and you can see how whatever it is that you have can service a lot of individuals as well. Anyway, so the entrepreneur takes those ideas and thoughts and turns it into a way of getting started to make something for someone, or to make something that someone else could use, so that you're providing them a service. So there's different types of ways that an entrepreneur could start off and go after whatever it is that they are trying to go after. But it all starts with an idea of where you'd like to go and what it is that you'd like to do. So, but I'd like to have you think about that, because all entrepreneurs start there. Something trickles in your mind, some thought comes to you, and how it can be used is also something that comes to you. And then you begin to go out and tell other people what your idea is, and who it's going to help, how it's going to help, and what you think you need in terms of getting started, which happens by you making some decisions to get started. And at some point in time, you may form a company. At some point in time, you may involve a group of other people to help get you started. But it starts with your idea, people buy into your idea, and in many cases, they help you to see how your idea can be used in many arenas, possibly far beyond what you saw it. But that's how it gets started for an entrepreneur. So if you're thinking about starting a business, but you don't know how to get started, well, think about what it is that you do, what it is that you think that you have discovered, or what it is that you have created, and how can it help others do? And I'm going to suggest that within all of us humans, there are always thoughts and ideas of something that we could do or that we'd like to do. And the only question is when do we decide to make the step and get started? That's the biggest step of all, is you deciding you're going to start. Because many people will say they're going to start, they just can't ever get started. But when you do get started, that's when the real fun comes, because it's probably going to be all new to you, and that's where the challenges and the ups and downs are going to come from. So that's what I'd like to have you think about in terms of, if you would like to start a business, what kind of product or service is it going to be? Anyway, we're going to take a short break, so we'll hear something from our sponsors. And so Gene Hodge here talking about, what product or service are you going to provide to your audience? And we'll be right back. It's my last time I'm so close.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Stopping. You're on the move. Don't let anything stop you. There are going to be obstacles that will come up. They're supposed to come up. And the only test is, do you go through them, over, or under them? But you don't let it stop you. That's where many businesses fail. And it's really maybe not failure, but that's the term that's used. But it becomes the challenge to go where man has not gone before. In this case, where you haven't gone before, and how do you go from there? And there are many obstacles that pop up that allow many entrepreneurs to say, I'm not going to do this. But that's just for others. But let me just kind of help you make sure we're talking about the same person. An entrepreneur is described as a person who owns a business. You start the business, you own a business. Or you've created a side hustle, meaning you start doing things on the side in order to make some more money. So you can have a job and do things on the side. Whatever you create is part of becoming an entrepreneur. Or you create ways to get additional income. And most of you know a lot of people, they create ways of finding additional income. I'm not going to say how on the air because you know what you've discovered out there. And I'm not going to say I'm not going to use the terms good or bad. It's whatever you discover that you're doing. The difference is if you can discover how to make something extra, then you can discover how to make it more, whereby it works in your favor. Because it's having the discovery mechanisms within you so you can go create many side hustles or many businesses or take on the challenge. And so that's what is described as an entrepreneur. And there's lots of information you can find out on the internet and other places regarding entrepreneurs. They come in all shapes, sizes, and they find ways of creating more money in this case. And so that's why they're called entrepreneurs. So that's, I'm just getting started. That's why we have the show, so that we can bring on other entrepreneurs to share their experiences, and we can share the experiences we've had so far. And we can share how we got started in order to help all of you entrepreneurs that either already exist or you're thinking about coming into that existence. So anyway, But I'd like to have you think about it, because it will be challenging. It's supposed to be challenging. And the only question is, do you take on the challenge? And I'm going to suggest that if you take on the challenge, make it fun. Okay? In other words, making it fun means having ups and downs. There's really no such thing as failure. There are challenges that get too great. You may have to stop and regroup and all that sort of stuff. But I want you to know that's what happens. Now, I've said this on the show. Many of you have been taught a word called taking risk. And yes, you're taking a risk starting a business or doing anything else. But I'm going to suggest that you think about this in a different from a different perspective. Maybe there's no such thing as risk. I just want you to think about it. Maybe there's no such thing as risk, because the person who's doing it isn't taking a risk. The person who's doing it is doing it. The other people may be looking and say, you took a risk. But the one, the doer, is the only one that's doing it to make it happen. And that is not taking a risk, because the action is coming from the doer. So I'd like to have you think about that, because many people get stopped on taking a risk when the doer who's doing it chose to go do it. And I'm going to suggest that the one that's doing it made the decision to get started, and not to look at it as a risk, because it has to get started. Somebody has to do it, which means you doing it. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that word. Look at the definition a little bit differently, possibly. But the doer is never taking a risk. The doer is the one that's doing it. They're learning something all the way. There's going to be lots of onlookers who would say they would not have done it that way. And there's going to be lots of successful people or mentors or people guiding you who know you didn't take a risk either. They just know you had to go through that, and they're thankful you followed some of their direction. So, you know, I'd like to have you think about that in terms of the entrepreneur. Now, there are some traits that I found this list out on the internet, because you can find a lot of information on the internet. Okay? I'm one of those people, I find information. But I also know a lot of the information you find, until you do it, you won't realize the benefit of the information, because somebody else wrote it. But also, I'd like to have you think about that.
But also, to that point, how much of you believe of what you find on the internet is actually true?
Oh. You asking me a question or
yeah.
a comment?
Both. A little bit of both.
The bottom line is, you don't know whether it's true or not.
Right.
The difference is, when you want to take on something you've never done before, then you can choose to follow what's there. You'll find out whether it works or not, because you may have to do it once or twice or two or three or four times in order for it to fall in place.
Trial and error.
Right. So there's lots of information out there. But realize this. Humans put it out there. So there are some that put the real information out there.
And there are some that'll
fake it.
Exactly. That's a nicer way of saying what I was going to say, but you're right.
Right. And then, just for your information, depending on what you're doing, there may be lots of information that you need, but you can't tell nobody else, because they wouldn't believe you anyway. But even if they did believe you, then you might have let something out where somebody wants to know, how do you know? And then you don't have to tell them, how do you know? But the difference is, you might know some things that you know they don't know, and you can't tell them. But find information that works for you and keep following your instinct. But that's where the tough get going. you are going to have ups and downs. Because as humans, we all want a quick fix. Most of us. Okay, so you're a human if you're listening to this show, and we all want a quick fix, most of us. So it's important that you recognize what kind of entrepreneur are you trying to be. If you want it to happen instantly, it's not going to work that way. It may take you months. It may take you years. The only thing that's going to matter is how far did you keep going? And if you're not sure, go read up on a lot of stories of people who did things, and because it was all required. Anyway, so there's an old saying that the guy who invented the light bulb, Thomas Edison, I believe, the saying is that he failed 10,000 times and trying to get to having the light bulb.
But he only got it once, right time. He only got it right once.
Right, you got it once after the 10,000. So if you believe in something that you want to bring to your customers, then you must get it to where you want it to be in order to make it available to your customers. But just think about that, because it will take time and it will take some ups and downs, but as you just heard, that's where the tough get going, and you're going to get tough. You're going to get a lot of, it's possible, you'll get many people that will encourage you, and you get many people that will want to discourage you because of what you got to go through. I'm going to say you need both. Okay? So anyway, think about, applaud the one that discourages you, because you can recognize all the others that are encouraging you. And so that's something that I want to become aware of. If you find yourself, you're trying to involve people, and people who say, I'll get involved when I know you're successful, well, those people you don't really need to wait on. You just need to focus on, what are you there for? Because anyone who's waiting for everything to get right, well, without going through it, you can't get it right for you. It's easy to watch a bunch of others, but it only applies to you as an individual. So I like that. Anyway, so I'd like to have you really think about that, because that's what it is. Is you as an entrepreneur, you have an idea, and you've created a product or service, or you just got an idea. You're in the idea stage, and you're pondering, how do I get started? Well, get started. That's one thing. I'm just going to say, ask others who you know who have gotten started, and ask many as you can, because all the ones that haven't gotten started, they're in the bucket with you.
And the way I look at it, when you're trying to start your own business or anything for that matter, I would rather ask a million questions and kind of get a right general idea what would work for me than just try to fly by the seat of my pants, because that would never work.
Well, you never know, flying by the seat of your pants.
True, sometimes you can that way catch lightning in a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Some do. Some do. The only question is, can you do it?
Have you ever done it that way?
That's the only question. Me?
Yeah, have you?
I'm working on my product. I've been working on my product. I don't mind saying it. I've been working on my business 15 to 20 years. And I've made little, in my mind, I've made little increments. In some people's mind, I've made major steps. But I'm not where I want to be.
Right.
I'm close, though.
You're getting there slowly but surely, and you still not 100% sure yet what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing. It's
right.
It's a question of how to do it.
Right.
Yeah, how do you do it?
All right.
And how do you involve enough others to assist you who also want to have something that they want to contribute that they want to do? I mean, but that's where it is right now. And so, but we're going to take a short break. And if you're curious in terms of how far along I am, I'll share that with you. But anyway, it's time that we go put something out there, and I'll be right back. Money.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the pledge of allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
I wish we had the camera on you so we can let everybody see how you're motivated by money.
Oh, that's the second time today that's happened. I started dancing during another show earlier and they said the same thing. Turn the camera around. And this is why I always tell people I have the face for radio.
Okay, well, at some point in time, we may get you out here sitting down and so everybody can have a chance to see who you are.
Hey, that works for me.
Yes. But anyway, I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about whether, as an entrepreneur, whether you're creating a product or service, and who is your customer or your audience going to be. And so I've been talking about that. You just got to listen to a spot or a commercial by Red Skelton, who had predicted a long time ago where we were going as a society. And his last words in that particular segment was, wouldn't it be a pity if we took prayer out of schools? And so somebody was predicting that many, many years ago, celebrating the birth of our nation. So I'd like to have you just think about that. As an entrepreneur, many of you can see things in the future. You can see things coming. And in many cases, you have a solution that could affect large numbers of people and affect many people. And the only question is will you get started? So, there are some traits. There are five traits that a person, that it's recommended that you have if you would like to be an entrepreneur. And I guess someone did a study or something that came up with these traits. And there may be many more, but these are five that I just want to repeat to you. First one is, there are five traits. The traits are being self-motivated, being a decision making or making decisions, being a problem solver, demonstrating leadership, and being able to adapt or be adaptive to different kinds of situations. Anyway, so I'm going to go back to that now. Self-motivated. As an entrepreneur, your business or side hustle starts with you and it ends with you. Okay, in other words, you're it. You have the idea, the thought starts with you and it will end with you based on where you want to go with your product or service. So you must be self-motivated. Okay, so one way to recognize is, are you self-motivated? Are you creative? Have you found other ways whereby you could create or make a dollar? Doesn't matter what it is. It matters that you found a different way to make a little bit more money, because it's all about the money. And so being self-motivated, where nobody's pushing you, you want to do something, so you create something that helps to increase your income, or helps you get some more exposure, or helps you get more experience in some area. Are you creative and self-motivated to do that? The next one is being a decision maker. Because as a self-motivated person, you must be able to make decisions that are going to work in your favor, or knowing how to turn things down. You must be able to decide what is best for you. And so in many cases, I just mentioned Thomas Edison, but the decision to keep going was a decision that he had to make. Or he could have said, I'm done. I've tried this thing 9,000 times and haven't got where I wanted to be. And so making decisions that happens. What happens along the way for many entrepreneurs is life gets in the way. Financial issues get in the way. Personality issues get in the way. Time away from your family and friends gets in the way. So making decisions on what you think you need to do, that's what is required for becoming an entrepreneur, and you gotta keep going. Because the next one was problem solving. Being able to see a problem and knowing you have a solution, and being able to put the solution together so many others can see it, feel it, touch it. Okay. Solving problems. It has really nothing to do with your business. It has to do with you recognizing how have you solved problems in the past. Because the ability of problem solving is inside of you. And if you have the abilities inside of you, it doesn't really matter what comes out in front of you. You will find a way to solve it. Okay, so the key is recognizing whether you have that trait of being able to solve problems. And it doesn't matter where. It matters, do you have the capability of solving problems, because that's what it's going to require. Leadership is the next one. Okay, in many cases, you have a thought or a business, and the only one that can keep going is you. And if your product or service involves the assistance of others, you got to be the leader. You have to have the qualities to keep those people motivated, interested, willing to help you, and that will demonstrate to others whether you are still leading based on your idea. You're being led, okay? And then the last one is being adaptive. Okay, being able to adapt to different situations as it affects your business. You may run short of funds, and so you have to adapt and do something else temporarily or part-time. You may have to move to another location if it's better for your business. And it may not be better for your business. I know I moved from Massachusetts to Florida and left all of the business back in Massachusetts and Connecticut and moved to Florida with the thought of starting again or adding on. And so being able to adapt yourself, in some cases, does your product or service, can it be adapted? Anyway, so those things are the five traits that suggested that an entrepreneur should have in order for you to achieve your goals. And so that's what I have to say about that, because you all have something in you. And the biggest decision, I think, in making is what product are you want to offer to your customers, or what service you want to offer to your customers, and how can you offer that so that you compete better than your competition, or you have better thoughts. But those are traits that entrepreneurs possess, or you learn that you have them. And obviously I'm being called for some reason, but I'm just going to turn it off. And so hold on just for a second. I really apologize that.
Seems like a very popular man tonight.
Yeah. Every now and then I get popular. But, yeah, and some people know my personal number.
I can guarantee you that was not me.
Okay, that's good. Because I was going to say, if I got a problem with you, I'm in trouble. But anyway, I'd like to have you just think about traits of that, including, I just got a phone call, but the bottom line is that my decision was to put it off. Imagine all the people you might be in a conversation with or somewhere, and the phone rings and they want to answer the phone. It's understanding what we see, how you want to handle your business as well. But anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's how all of those things happen. And those are traits of becoming an entrepreneur. You're going to learn a lot along the way. You will stumble. You may fall. But are you the type that will get back up and keep going? Okay, so just recognizing these traits are the things that you may have in you. If not, there's lots of help out there from others who've done it before you. And so I'd like to have you begin to reach out to the others, tell them what it is that you're trying to do. And that's it. Well, I hear the music, which means our time is up, which is Frank Sinatra singing My Way. And I'm here to say you can do it your way if you like it, because it's your idea, it's your thought, and you see how it can be done your way. And so I'm going to say that if you believe that, you can do it your way. It's just a matter of getting started and getting going. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up. But go out and tell the world what you'd like to do, and go do it your way, because it's your product or service, your business, and eventually your customers. Okay? So I'd like to have you think about that. And go make
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.